for it person?
Hey, let's do one on Joseph Moki, M-O-A-K-E, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, 8-15-72, today is 11-14. Chief complaint, I feel terrible. 51-year-old gentleman with history of diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, comes in today with body ache, cough, congestion, fever, patient has flu A positive, which will be treated perinephric. Guy also has a history of atrial fibrillation. He's not going to see his cardiologist. He knows that if he goes into atrial fibrillation, it can cause him to have stroke and die. He also not seen a GI specialist. He did have some bleeding on Eliquis. That has been discontinued, and the good news is today he's not in atrial fibrillation, but he can go in and out of atrial fibrillation, which increases his risk of stroke. I've recommended for him to see his cardiologist and to see his GI specialist to see if he can get started on the Eliquis again, but he says, I'll do it when I have time, in quotation, period. Allergy, none. Surgery, vasectomy. Medical problems as above. Medication reviewed per list. COVID immunization, none. Social, no smoking. He smokes, he doesn't drink alcohol, he works out of town a lot. Today he weighs 224 pounds, 100%, 98.8, 16, 68, 128 over 72. Heart positive, positive 2. No topics, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next week, these skin shows, our RSTMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Number 1, flu, A positive. Number 2, Tamiflu. Next one is Rosefin, a gram now. Next one is Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next one is explain to the patient that blood sugar may go up, but it should come down. Next one is continue with regular medication. Next one is to recheck A1C. Another 2 months. Next time is abnormal EKG, needs to see his cardiologist, but he's not in atrial fib. Next time is history of GI bleed, not noted now since he's off of Eliquis. Next time we'll follow up in 2 months and recheck blood, recheck A1C in 3 months since he's been more faithful with his medication. Next one is non-compliance with appointment with the cardiologist, GI doctor, which can have a detrimental effect, and he understands that, and we've discussed this ad nauseum today before leaving. Thank you.